everyone. This is Peter Grandich. It is Saturday, March 7th at 3 p.m. here on the East Coast. As always, this is not to be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and to read all my disclosures. While we're not quite through the first quarter of 2026, given all that is occurring, I thought it'd be a good time to reflect on how I came into 2026, what has occurred so far, and try to make a worthy educational guess on how to proceed going forward. As I mark 42 years in and around the financial arena, I remind everyone that those of us who predict the future are really just experts on handling disappointment. There are numerous links below to remind you of what I've said and thought, plus factors to consider going forward. I started the new year in the most defensive personal position ever, outside of one gigantic position in one stock that I've happened to have added another 20% or so since the first of the year. I stated it was my belief that for at least the next 2 years, the U.S. stock market is likely to work lower, not higher, with at least a 20 to 25% loss over that period, and possibly more if certain circumstances come to bear. I was not against some exposure to non-U.S. equities. I continued to favor metals and mining-related plays, and absolutely loved defensive positions found in equity index annuities and ETFs that mimic them. I continue to believe we will not see the U.S. 10-year T-bond much below a 4% yield, regardless of the economic strength or weakness, because much of the world is becoming more and more hesitant to own long-dated U.S. Treasury bonds on the growing concerns, if not outright alarm, the potential inability to even pay the interest as we face, according to the Congressional Budget Office, a $64 trillion national debt in less than 10 years. Before I go any further, I remind you of my personal mantra, less is more. Instead of focusing on bigger house or cars, it's wise to live below our means and minimize debt. Capital preservation must come before capital appreciation. It's not how much one makes going forward, but how much one doesn't lose that should separate the winners over the losers the next few years. The most important courage lies in choosing prudence and self-preservation over unnecessary risk. In other words, be a live chicken versus a dead duck. Please now allow me to share my latest financial market observations. Keeping in mind, I've managed to lose seven figures not once, but twice in my career. Without question, the foremost topic we all have in our investing mind right at this moment is the war in Iran. All of us, at our very best, can only make an educated guess, but even that may be asking too much given all the variables going forward. Hard for many to imagine, but two newsworthy events on Friday to me were far more critical for the long-term thinking than the war, but let me first address this conflict. If over time the Iranian regime is completely dismantled and a true democracy-like environment takes hold, Trump will be hailed for it and indeed help change the course of the world, or at least that part of it. But even if that does occur, other issues he has, especially here at home, can and should overwhelm such great success. So for me, other than a lessening or ending a stock market decline by a much shorter conclusion to the conflict, the good from it will be greatly outweighed by the bad. The two other newsworthy stories I spoke of should be of great concern, and both come as no surprise to me because of how outspoken I was on them, even if it wasn't popular at the time to do so. The first was the employment report, or lack of, on Friday, but even more startling by finally stating the truth about where employment really is and was for the month. The BLS, which in my opinion should stand for the Bureau of Lying Statistics, and should be called BS for the being realistic, finally showed that 2.5 million jobs claimed for Native Americans never really existed to begin with. Let me say that again. 2.5 million. Maxwell Smart's "I missed by this much" famous line would be an understatement to say the least. What an abortion this index has been relative to what the Don't Worry, Be Happy crowd made of it and propped up the stock market for the last several years. The financial media tied to their hips did little, if any, to highlight this factor, which was far more important than mildly disappointing monthly report. The other news was the worsening private equity credit crisis. And just like Bernanke did in 2007, when he already knew the mortgage fiasco was real but said all is well, Tout TV and others wheeled out these spokespersons on Friday from the very firms who sold much of this stuff to tell us there's no real problem. Yeah, right. Now, a few more things. AI. I want to hammer this home. There's a few things that are getting me really concerned. One, how many more people we're hearing from who've had kids graduate college last year and now and can't find jobs because jobs that used to exist are now been replaced by AI. And two, the concerns of AI impacting and making up falsehoods and actually stopping humans from actually stopping it makes me think of 2001 Space Odyssey times 10,000. I also want to talk about the 10-year Treasury bond. I'm going to tell you, that is the important bond to watch. That's what mortgages, car loans, and other consumer loans are based off of. And no matter how they try, they cannot get it to stay below 4% yield. And as I mentioned earlier, that's because people are wising up that the debt crisis that has existed for years but has been ignored by most can no longer be ignored. In terms of the precious metals, folks, the parabolic rise had to come to an end. We stepped aside, caught the bottom, and now accept the two steps forward, one step back. The longer we trade in the trading range now, comfortably above those lows that were made on the parabolic decline, the better it's going to be for much higher metal prices down the road. Learn to live with it. Like that there's now two-way again, people talking about the bull market's over, it's going to fall, yada, yada. We didn't hear that just a couple of months ago. We need that to build the base. Oil, I don't know what it's going to do next week. Clearly can go to 100 or higher. But I know two things. The oil stocks are very overpriced. Don't look to buy them, but if you own them, look to sell them on further strength. To me, that's the important thing regarding what is happening. Is there an oversold bounce come Monday morning? Given the complacency that I saw on Friday, given everything we're facing, and knowing that passive investing is still flowing, yeah, that could happen. But I can tell you, if there isn't real movement to look like this thing is ending very soon, things are going to get worse, not better. Please focus on my comments on my X page. It's the best way and fastest way for me to communicate to you. Please now enjoy and have a most blessed rest of your weekend.